Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Looking back, I was 8 years old, out on the dock with my old Zebco, catching them fish till mama called me home. It's those fond memories from the past, like the sun going down on my last cast. In my mind, you know right where I want to go, 'cause fishing, it's in my soul. It was passed down to me from the days of old. You'll find us on the water if there was a way. It's been said my papa, he wrote the book on catching big reds and 20-pound snook. I wish I knew all the things he knew today. Fishing in our souls to stay. There's something about the water that'll give you peace, all by yourself or with your family. Live salt strong and wet a line today. Nothing better on a Saturday night than an ice cold beer and a fish fry and talking about them big ones.
Now, here's your host, Ray I.
Welcome back. Thanks for riding through the break. Your host, Ray I, Midwest Outdoor Studios, deep within our bunker on this July 15th. Been hot out there this last week. Supposed to be hot some more this week. Stay out of that heat. Go to the river. Go down to the Ozarks and get down in those rivers and those springs and cool down. Had a wonderful show. I want to thank Tim Shelzovic, the Thinking Woodsman, the Talking Woodsman, Tiny Tim, for co-hosting the show this week. And once again, I throw out to my partner in crime, the Vogler Vogler, recovering. Get well soon, buddy. We got to get you back. This next segment is a special segment of Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television and their podcast. And our roving editor, Mr. Mark Strand, does a thing called a short shot from their podcast. And this week, we have a special segment with Ross Robertson, who's the cover boy for the July issue Midwest Outdoors Magazine. A little short shot, informational thing. You can get some information from Ross Robertson. Good stuff. It's really been a fun show. I've enjoyed Tim being in, Chance Hollenshad. Great guest. Our buddy Billy Willie Smith down in the Ozarks was awesome. Of course, always great talking to our great friend Gary Mason, the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. And, of course, my great friend Denny Gernick loved talking about his bear book. How about that? Bears? Pretty interesting stuff. Hunting Russia. How cool is that? Well, let's jump right into this. Let's do a little intro to Mr. Strand, and let's let him take this away. Here we go.
You are turned on to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Since 1967, helping people enjoy the outdoors. It all starts right here, right now.
Hey, don't you have a little something for him?
Well, what this guy look like, anyways?
Oh, he's a little guy, kind of funny looking.
Uh-huh. In what way?
Oh, just in a general kind of way.
Okay.
Hey, this is Mark Strand, editor of Midwest Outdoors Magazine and the Midwest Outdoors Podcast, and you're listening to a short shot from one of our podcast episodes. This is from the July 2017 interview with a relatively young angler, as legends go, big water trolling expert Ross Robertson. So what do you think would be harder to learn? Big water trolling with all its gear, nuances, and giant waves? Or jigging? Associate editor Dave Sanda asked Robertson about that and got an interesting, thoughtful, and perhaps surprising answer. Here's Ross Robertson in his own words.
I can remember back in the day, and to your point on this, I mean, this is 20-some years ago, fishing with Roach and Hansen, jig fishing on Lake Erie. because they had a boundaries period. So instead of those guys going home, they fished another term, and I believe it was a RCL or FLW. And so we could only fish a certain portion of the lake for their boundaries, and it happened to be some jig fishing back towards my house. And yeah, I'm pretty good at that stuff compared to a lot of guys. And at the time, again, I'm very young, but I don't know if I could even drink alcohol legally at that point, young enough. But Roach and Hansen put a smash down on me so bad jig fishing that it's kind of one of those deals like you wanted to take up golf. And, you know, they said, I said, you know, what am I doing wrong? And both of them independently kind of said, you just got to do it more, you know, because there's that feel and all the little nuances and all the different kind of things that you pick up in your, like a good pitcher. You know, a good pitcher has a lot of deliveries and he knows how to do them all very well and adapt. And it's like that with jigging and rigging and things, where trolling is much more of a science. And I tell guys, like most guys that get into trolling, it's much easier to learn trolling, in my opinion, because you need to know your equipment, which you can do. You don't necessarily have to be on a fancy boat or be on the lake to do that. Like, how far does a deep diving reef runner go at 80 feet? Well, 0.013, 0.014, it's 20 feet. Knowing your equipment, but then also paying attention to it when it does happen. There's a lot of guys that get strikes and bites, and they don't know. They don't know the speed. They don't know the angle. They don't know all these things, and they just got a puzzle piece, because that's what trolling is. You got a clue. You got a puzzle piece, and the good guys are able to put it together not only faster, but, you know, consistently. And all of those little things that we get allow that to happen, where jigging and rigging is just a total different, where presentations like that are just totally different, in my opinion.
The Midwest Outdoors podcast is available on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. And the broadcast home is at MidwestOutdoors.com. Every month, we have an extended interview with a legend from fishing or hunting. The story starts out in the print magazine and continues on at the podcast. We invite you to listen anytime it fits into your schedule. We like to say that it's time well spent.
Thanks, Mark. Great information there. Hard to believe we're in our second hour. That was a quick 2 hours, but a lot of fun in here today. Coming up after the break is going to be story time. As we mentioned earlier in the show, it's a special story time about outdoor television that fits in with what's going on today. It's really a shame how something I put together many years ago still is relates to today's television shows. With that, we need to take a break. We're going to head to the other side, and we'll see you on the other side with a little story time from Uncle Ray. Yeah.